USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pleading with Western nations to close the skies over his country. He also asked for help directly to members of Congress, asking for military planes and other support. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on that call, the Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press it was surreal.
To have a person there in the front, on the front lines, taking mortars every day and basically seeing his people being slaughtered and willing to withstand all of this and fight back, and all he asked for was basically, just help me, I'll fight my own fight, just give me the tools to do it.
Meanwhile, a second attempt to evacuate civilians from a city in southern Ukraine fell apart due to Russian attacks. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire, but Ukrainian officials say Russians had closed the corridor. Former Vice President Mike Pence, during a speech in New Orleans, says there's no room for Putin apologists in the Republican Party. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
A star basketball player faces years in a Russian prison. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Russian authorities have arrested star WNBA player Brittany Griner after finding cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee criticizes Russia for the move.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
If Russian officials rule Griner guilty of transporting drugs, she could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison.
American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade. AAA says the national average for a gallon of petrol is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more, however. California's gas price average is now more than $5 a gallon. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday. He was 88. Ryan was the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A federal appeals court on Friday ruled that the Biden administration can expel migrants from the country to limit the spread of COVID-19 under a Trump-era policy. However, the migrants can't be expelled to places where they face danger.
The District of Columbia U.S. Circuit Court in part upheld the government's use of Title 42, a policy put into effect March 2020 to expel more than 1 million migrants without hearing their asylum cases since the start of the pandemic. The panel, however, determined that the families who challenged the use of Title 42 were likely to succeed on their claims that U.S. laws prevent the government from sending them back to countries where they could face harm. The Title 42 policy was enacted by former President Trump in March of 2020 with the stated purpose of preventing those who cross the border illegally from potentially spreading the coronavirus. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Actor Milo Kunis and her husband Ashton Kutcher promised to match $3 million worth of donations to support Ukrainian refugees escaping the Russian invasion. Kunis was born in Ukraine, but immigrated to the U.S. with her family in 1991. According to Huffington Post, the couple hopes to raise $30 million altogether. As of early Sunday afternoon, more than $16 million was raised on their GoFundMe page. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.